are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys, this is Dr. Dahlia. Yes, we are at a remote location. I know I'm going to sound a little fuzzy, but I think it makes me sound sexier. Listen, I don't want to skip the show. We got a lot of news to talk about, a lot of good stuff. So just hang in there, and we will rock this one out. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, many of you women who have taken Depo-Provera may be at risk for breast cancer. We need to talk about that. Also, many of you women who are tall could be at risk for ovarian cancer. So I think today the theme is you're just screwed no matter what. If you're tall, if you aren't, the Depo-Provera, well, the girls who were always on Depo-Provera were very pimply in school. I never took Depo-Provera because it gave you pimples. But I'm sure, you know, they thought they were good looking. So we're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like there's a salmonella outbreak with sushi. So for those of you that really like sushi, we need to talk about that. Also, one thing I wanted to get to yesterday that we couldn't is there's certain eye conditions that could happen with a pretty common class of antibiotics. And I need to kind of inform you guys about that so you know what to do. And hurricane season, it's going to be coming upon us, but they think it's going to be nice and easy. So if there is such a thing. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But, of course, we want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a Dr. Dahlia on the road show. Let's hope I don't get pulled over. That would be cool. If we do get pulled over, we'll interview the cops. Right? Especially if he's cute. All right. No, I'm not seeing the Titanic 3D. Is the Titanic 3D out? And everyone's like, oh, you got to see Titanic 3D. I don't want to re-see a movie. I paid full price to see the movie the first time. And you want to know something really interesting. Did you know that they got the sky wrong? Yeah, apparently an astronomer for 10 years has been yelling at James Cameron saying the sky is wrong in the Titanic. Now, I don't want to spoil the movie for you guys. All right, I'm going to have to spoil the movie for you guys. Titanic? Okay, in the Titanic, I really hate to do this. The ship, it sinks. I know, I shouldn't do this, but I got, in order to get through this story, I know you didn't see the movie yet. Yeah, but in the Titanic movie, the ship, it sinks. So anyway, when Rose is sitting there looking up into the sky, apparently there's clouds, and the astronomer was like, no. No, he was able to go back, and I guess they say that astronomy and the stars, the way the sky looks, is pretty predictable. So he was able to go back to 4:20 a.m. in the morning on April 15th, 1912, using the approximate latitude and longitude where the ship went down in the North Atlantic, and he was able to render what the night sky would have looked like. And he said there was going to be no clouds and no moon. Now, I don't know where the moon went in 1912, but apparently they said if Rose was sitting there on a piece of wood plank looking up at the sky, she wouldn't have been looking at clouds. Now, they say she actually would have been looking at the Big Dipper. Now, that's one of the reasons why I'm on the road. We are looking at stars and big, yeah, they said, Rose, I'm not lying. You don't make this up. He said they would be looking at the Big Dipper, one of the constellations. And they also said, the astronomer said, James Cameron would have made a hell of a lot more money on this movie if he actually had the sky right. So, again, I really hope I didn't ruin it for you guys. I'm sorry. So, anyway, I guess the new version of 3D Titanic is going to have the correct sky. I don't know. How much does it cost for you guys to go to the movies down there? I think it's like $10. And 3D, here's my thing. I think 3D is a scam. We have, for the past 2-3 years, because of my kids, paid extra for the 3D. And unless you are in the right theater at the right time, the 3D doesn't, the graphics aren't that good. And, it's not so much that the graphics aren't that good, you're wearing the glasses. I thought when you go to a 3D movie, things are supposed to hit you. Like, this is a good example of a 3D movie. A good 3D movie, this is a good example. Remember Terminator 2, where the metallic bad guy would take his finger and it would go, it looking like a knife, right? Okay, if that comes out at you in the theater and you feel like you have to duck, that's good 3D effects. And I haven't gotten that. I think, you know, we saw Clash of the Titans 3D, and the Kraken was supposed to come after you. The Kraken didn't come after me. And so, for me, I'm going to save the money. Now, why am I ripping on 3D movies? Well, I guess they're going to be re-releasing the whole Star Wars, all six of them, 3D. I have never seen a movie re-released that many times. Okay, Dick, I dig the whole Star Wars movies. I've watched them a million times, but not paying $10 a pop times four people. No. And then you got to buy the popcorn, then you got to buy the drinks. I'm not going to re-see a movie. Die Hard, right, with Bruce Willis, maybe we'll 3D him. Right? Lord of the Rings with Viggo Mortensen, you can't get enough. I don't care if it's 3D, 2D, 4D, whatever. That makes, but honestly, Star Wars, I'm sick of them. I've watched Star Wars my whole life. Right? And they really confuse us. Don't confuse us with this whole Star Wars 6. I'm like, no, Return of the Jedi was Star Wars 3. That was the third movie. No, it wasn't. It was Star Wars 6. Star Wars 4 was Star Wars 1. I don't like to feel stupid. Don't make me feel stupid when we're talking Star Wars. Just let me see the movie. Let me feel like I'm smart and go from there. I did think the third movie, Return of the Jedi, which is technically the sixth movie, the Ewoks were adorable. I really dig Ewoks. All right. Whew. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had to say my piece on that. Dick Cheney is out of the hospital. He's doing well. Yeah, he had his heart transplant. He's doing good, 71 years old. Since the age of 37, he has had 5 heart attacks. Now, I don't want to hear anybody complain about how good our medical system is. I mean, 37 years old, I mean, this guy has defied nature. Good for him, but he is now out of the hospital after a heart transplant. I know people are still grumpy. Big news today saying doctors are ordering too many tests again, and doctors should just stop running these tests. So we'll talk about that because you all know what I think about that. I'll stop running the test when you say that you can guarantee my patient's safety and you can guarantee my butt being safe. Oh, are we coming up on break? I think we're coming up on break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alice Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Show. We are on the road trying out some of our electronics. We want to still give you a show, even if I can't be in the studio, because we have a lot to talk about. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're talking about using the Force, right? With Star Wars and all that. Somebody said if you use the Force by imagining your golf putt to be bigger, then they say you could actually make the putt. Now, I don't golf. Do some of you guys golf? Right? Do some of you guys golf? I don't golf because, I mean, I goofy golf. I could goofy golf pretty well, but that's about it. But they say if you imagine the hole to be bigger than it is, it could raise your accuracy by 10%. They say psychologists say this is the key to boosting your putting skills. Apparently, they did a study out of Purdue University, and they said the people that imagined their hole being big, I mean, the hole of the golf on the golf course, do they call it a putt? I thought the putt is when you put the ball on the little tee. You know? Yeah, you putt the ball. That's how you hit the ball on the, yeah, you hit the ball, and it goes into the hole. All right, so if you imagine a hole, even if you draw circles around it, you think you, I mean, honestly, I need to increase my accuracy big time. Because I really, really stink. And, you know, being a doctor, there's certain things you're supposed to be able to do. Okay, one, you're supposed to be able to balance a checkbook. And that doesn't happen. Right? Two, you're supposed to make money. I don't know how. Supposed to make money, but I guess, right? I'm supposed to finish my book, right? But you're also supposed to learn how to golf. And learning how to golf is supposed to be something. And, no, they don't teach you how to golf in medical school.
No, they don't teach you how to play tennis. They don't teach you how to shop at Neiman Marcus. No, they don't. I'm a Walmart Target girl. Thank you. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so remember we have those fake drugs, the fake Avastin? Well, apparently there's more fake drugs coming around the bend. These got into America. The FDA alerted healthcare professionals that 120 vials of fake Altuzin, which contained no active ingredient whatsoever that's supposed to be used for cancer treatment, had entered the U.S. from distributors in the U.K. after being purchased from wholesalers in Turkey. They say it's supposed to have the same active ingredient as cancer-fighting Avastin, but it's only sold in Turkey and not approved for use in the U.S. So according to British authorities, 82 of the counterfeit vials were shipped to the U.S. Thank you for that, by the way. By River East Supplies, located in the U.K. and owned by Canadian businessman Tom Houghton. Oh, this guy's going to get fried. Houghton is currently under federal investigation for shipping counterfeit Avastin into the U.S., offering Avastin 2,000 a vial. Whew. Some 400 less than the manufacturer's price. That's not good. Ooh, he's in Barbados. Yeah, he is in Barbados, and he has denied any wrongdoing. Now, I don't know if anybody's gotten hurt. I don't know where we're at with this. But, I always smell things in the doctor's office. I mean, you know, I kind of learn the smells of my medicines, and I learn the look. Because I just don't want something like that. No, I do not smell the stool samples. I'm talking about anything I'm going to, like, inject. Well, you really can't smell through the vial, can you? But I like to inspect everything. You don't just buy a product and then inject it or use it. So I guess here we are with another fake cancer drug. People are sick. Just sick. Okay, some more news. I guess the final report came out from the Los Angeles County Coroner on Whitney Houston. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We are doing an on-the-road broadcast, kind of testing out some new equipment. I hope it sounds nice and sexy. If it doesn't sound nice and sexy, I'm sure y'all will tell me because you guys are so good about it. You guys are giving us, you always give us really good feedback. Thank you. So, okay, now we already got the main gist of the coroner report saying that Whitney Houston had effects of arteriosclerotic heart disease and cocaine use, and the drowning was accidental. But we got a little bit more information today. Dr. Drew Pinsky, you know, from Dr. Drew, I used to listen to Dr. Drew all the time. He examined the autopsy report, and he thinks what happened is in the bathtub. Because the one thing we don't know what happened is, you know, okay, did she really have a heart attack? You know, was she dizzy? Was she fainted? What? They think she had a seizure. And she had a seizure and she fell face down. The water was extremely hot. She actually burned her face. The water was about 12 inches deep. How could she get into the water with it being that hot? Unless she started the, I don't know, but apparently she did burn her face. They said, there was an empty bottle of Xanax found in the room, but even though Xanax, not enough of that sedative was found in her blood. There were beer bottles all over the place, but alcohol was not detected in her body. So Dr. Drew thought maybe the sudden drop of Xanax, and remember we talked about it, you could seize. If the Xanax level drops, how you could seize. We've talked about that. And, because of the withdrawal. He thinks if she didn't have alcohol, she usually did have alcohol in her system, that can make you seize too. So if you take the Xanax drop, the alcohol drop, so the lack of consumption of it, and then cocaine, because she had cocaine in her system, that could be the recipe for the seizure. She's upside down in a bathtub, now could seize, still be breathing while she's seizing, and drown. So, unfortunately, just, I mean, horrible case. They said her arteries were 60% narrowed, so still not enough to induce a heart attack. She had about 0.58 micrograms of cocaine per milliliter of her blood, which is a moderate level. Apparently, there was a small spoon with a white crystal-like substance in the room with a rolled-up piece of white paper, white powdery substance found on the bathroom counter. So it's an absolute shame that this happened, but it does give us a little bit more insight, because I know, you know, people were writing me going, wait a second, so if it wasn't a drug overdose, then what the heck happened to her, and can that happen to any of us? Was it heart disease, etc.? If this was a seizure and it was because of lack of Xanax or lack of alcohol and the withdrawal of that, then that gives us a heck of a lot more information. However, many of you guys, and I know because I already see some emails coming in, many of you have been on Xanax for years, have been on Valium for years, have been on Klonopin for years. I know. Do not stop it abruptly. I keep telling you that. If you want to wean yourself off, it has to be doctor supervised. If you stop any benzodiazepine abruptly, you could seize. Now, with alcohol, when we were in training, we'd have patients come in going through DTs, delirium tremens, where they start to hallucinate, see pink elephants, and there were homeless people that weren't getting their regular supply of alcohol. So if they went a day or two without alcohol, they would start going into withdrawal and then DTs, seizure, and could die. So with those patients, we gave them alcohol. And we would put alcohol. No. I didn't run down to 7-Eleven and grab them a six-pack. No, we would give them IV alcohol. They would be on alcohol drips, you know, and I'd hang out with them, watch the game. You know, like, I'd really rather have, some whiskey. I'm like, no, sorry, don't have that here. All we do is bottles of IV alcohol. Now, you know, we were good medical students. We didn't try to drink the IV alcohol. We really left the supplies alone. You know, you would steal a scrub set every now and then. Like, you'd wear the scrubs home. And then you'd go, oh, I should have changed. So medical students end up, you know, stockpiling a bunch of scrubs. We would always sneak in for free food, right? If it was your shift, at the time, you got free food. Now they don't do that anymore. You got to pay. But at the time, you got free food. So I would be there every day acting like I was post-call going, oh, I need to get my dinner. Ooh, what a rough shift. Right? And then, you know, some of my friends from school were like, what? This is your day off. What? But you know what? You're poor. You're averaging $1.06 an hour. You're going to try to get free food. So, yeah, we did get free food, and we got some scrubs. But other than that, no, we didn't take the alcohol. There was no need, really. No need. I mean, it's not like you could drink it. You really, believe it or not, medical students don't drink as much as you think, especially when you're working the wards. Because, you don't have time to drink. Number two is you got to be up. You can't smell of alcohol. Now, let me tell you, though, a quick trick, okay? One of my buddies, he wasn't sure if he was going to be on call that night. And he was kind of older, so it wasn't the dramatic call that you have to have when you handle the ER, the trauma center. It was more being on call, you know, picking up admissions for the doc that was lazy, one of the private docs. So he drank a beer. And so when the doctor called saying, are you on call? Can you go to the hospital and admit this patient for me? He's like, I didn't know I was on call. I had a beer. And I'm looking at him going, oh, my God, you're going to get kicked out of school. And they didn't kick him out. So, you know, because nobody wants you if you're drinking. So him saying he had a beer got him out of call. And, oh, I wish I would have thought that, but I didn't. I wanted people to think I'm a good girl. All right. Okay. Was there a point I was making? And anyway, we're coming up on break. When we come back, we need to talk about this eye issue that you could get with common antibiotics. We've got to talk about salmonella outbreak with sushi. And those of you on Depo Provera, if you're at risk for breast cancer, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Christian College shooting that happened a few days ago, apparently the student today was charged with murder and attempted murder when he had gone on a rampage a few days ago that actually killed seven people and wounded three others. He was a former nursing student, 43-year-old One Go, if I'm pronouncing that right, O-N-E-G-O-H. It's important that I pronounce that right because apparently one of his motives was people were making fun of him with his poor English. Oakland's Oikos University was where the shooting happened. He appeared in court today in a red jumpsuit for brief arraignment in which the charges were read to him by the judge. He had gone to the school with a .45 caliber handgun and four fully loaded magazines of ammunition. He admitted to forcing a woman from her office at the school into a classroom at gunpoint, then shooting several people there before taking one of the victim's car keys and fleeing the scene in that person's car. Ooh, how did he know which car? He had to have known the person. I mean, you ask somebody for a random set of keys, you're going to have to be hunting through the... You can only tell my car. My car is always over the line. I have never been able to stay within the lines, ever. I can't color within the lines. I can't, you know, put in an IV line. Not very good with the lines. He did surrender. Ghost surrendered himself a short time later at a grocery store several miles away, turning himself into a security guard at the supermarket who called the police. All right, but again, they describe him as a loner. He had anger management issues, and I guess he had said people had made fun of him and the way he spoke because he had a foreign language as his primary language and had a thick accent. You got to be careful, people. You need to be careful. I mean, my dad, very thick accent, and I learned early on that you do not make fun of somebody with an accent. He go, what? Door open. Why you leave? The door was open. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we left the door open. A bad guy could have come in. And my mom's like, no. No, he meant you left the door unlocked. You got to lock the door when we go out, you know, when we go out. Like, oh, I had a heart attack. Why you do these? You don't do these. I'm like, do these? What the hell is a these? Okay, and I after my first couple whoopings, I learned you just leave, just try and understand him. Just, with my dad, I mean, we would just try. Sometimes I didn't understand what the heck he was saying. Could not understand what he was saying, but you pretend, and you nod your head, and you get through. Just get through. I mean, I know some of my patients don't understand what I say, but they pretend. You know, I mean, I speak quickly. I throw a lot of words out there, so I sound pretty intelligent. You know, I throw a lot of, you know, multi-syllabic words, polysyllabic words. I even say polysyllabic just because it makes me sound smart. So when you take your antibiotic, make sure to polysyllabically infuse it with a little bit of water afterwards. Okay, fine. I got the polysyllabalize. That's how you do it. So, but honestly, we I don't even know where I'm going with this. Let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so for those of you that like sushi, you know, I was craving sushi in my second pregnancy. Yes, I'm going to talk about my pregnancy. Yeah, second pregnancy, I crave sushi, and my baby, who I gave birth to in that pregnancy, loves fish. The first one, I only liked carbs, and that's all I eat is carbs. So there's something to that. But boy, I was craving sushi, and you're not really supposed to eat raw fish when you're pregnant. Why? Because the kid comes out with googly eyes, and he has a smart mouth. And that's exactly what happened. Now, the Centers for Disease Control now has warned the public today about a salmonella outbreak associated with sushi and sashimi. And see, with that, with the lisp, that was good. Salmonella outbreak with sushi and sashimi. I know, I'm good. With the Centers for Disease Control. Okay. And it released to news media that it had not identified the food that sickened at least 90 people and in 19 unidentified states and the District of Columbia. You know, it's funny. I meet people. Sorry. I got to go off on a tangent. Okay. You know, they'll say they're from Washington, D.C. or District of Columbia. But do you kind of get the feeling that people from D.C., you know, that they think they're a little better than us because they don't live in a state? You know, where are you from? Oh, you know, we're in the 48th state. You know, do you live, you know, in the states? Do you live? No, I live in Washington, D.C. Okay. I live in the District of Columbia. Ooh, Colombia? I'm mucho coquera, Colombia. No, not Colombia. District of Columbia. Okay, so you live in America. Yeah, but I live in the District of Columbia. Yeah, like the district. There's a couple fancy malls where I live in this town. A couple fancy malls. And they actually call it the district, right? And so when somebody goes, the district, you're like, ooh, fancy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, we got Donovan working the dials. He'll answer your calls. I know some of you are trying to call in. Okay, so here we go. So they say that many patients had eaten sushi and sashimi at various locations. The outbreak started at the end of January and appears to be ongoing. The strain of Salmonella Borrelli is a very rare one, so that should help epidemiologists nail down the culprit. Ooh, you want to date somebody that's fun? Date an epidemiologist. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Okay, proper cooking kills Salmonella and most other foodborne pathogens, but when you eat sushi, it ain't cooked, right? Because it's sushi. Yeah, I love it. It gets expensive, though. You know, I mean, you're going to give me a roll. I mean, I want a meal. If I'm going to spend $10, give me a meal. And all you could eat sushi, that's kind of expensive. So, no. All right, people infected with salmonella will usually get diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps. Probably within about 12 to, probably about 12 to 72 hours. You know, some people will actually... It's interesting because people ask me, why would there be such a delay in terms of infection? Well, it all depends on your dose. Do you get a big whopping dose? Do you get a little dose? Do you poop it out pretty quickly? But it could be anywhere from 12 hours to 3 days. Because people are like, wait a second, bacteria takes at least 2 days to grow. What's happening at the 12-hour mark? Well, a variety of things. Remember, you could actually start getting symptoms of, your body doesn't have to react to the quantity of bacteria. Just a little bit of bacteria could already start your body showing symptoms. Okay, can I say any more times? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm having a little trouble with my IM, so Donovan, just let them on the line. Who are we talking to?
Blair.
Yeah, hi. Who am I talking to?
Me.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm 44, and I took the shot for eliminating pregnancy.
Okay.
After I had both of my children. And ever since then, I have had hair loss.
Really?
And I'm no longer on the shots. After the dip over there, after my second child, I had my tubes tied. I have never taken a shot since. But I continue to have hair loss.
Now, is it hair just on your head or also your arms and your eyebrows?
No, just my head.
Just on my head. Okay. Is the hair being lost in like patches, like circular patches, or is it just falling out willy-nilly?
No, it's all over.
Okay. So, I mean, it does. It sounds hormonal. Okay, as opposed to more localized. However, you need to get your estrogen checked. You need to get your progesterone checked. I'll get some testosterone, but key is thyroid. All right, something could be a little off. Now, many of us women do lose hair. I had a huge shedding episode a few months back. I talked about it on the show, and nobody gave me any sympathy, but I lost a lot of hair to the point where you couldn't even style it. And then something changed. I guess my life became more stressful than it was, and that's all my body needed. So hair loss could be caused by hormones. It could be caused by stress. The only thing is if it's not stopping, you need a doctor to take a look at it. Okay? Great question. Thank you for calling in. All right, keep calling, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I didn't get a chance to talk to the previous caller. I believe her name was Ann from Tennessee. I can't believe she didn't sound 44. She has a real pretty voice. I know my voice, as I age, it starts to get more raspy and older. But I never get a chance to talk about what medications can cause hair loss. A lot of people don't realize that blood pressure medications can cause hair loss. Antibiotics can cause hair loss. Even cholesterol medicine. Here's a quick list. Let me just guys give you a quick list because I know we got a lot more to talk about on what medicines can cause hair loss. So let's say you take a weight loss drugs. That could cause hair loss. Thyroid medications, we kind of knew that because if your thyroid's off, if your thyroid's up, or if your thyroid's down, you could lose hair. When you take steroids, steroid medications can cause you to lose hair. Those of you that take medicine for Parkinson's disease or restless leg syndrome, that could do it. A lot of people don't realize your anti-inflammatories, like your Motrin, ibuprofen, naproxen, that could cause hair loss. If you guys are taking that medication every day, it could cause hair loss. Mood stabilizers, hormones, high blood pressure medicines like your ACE inhibitors, your beta blockers, your water pills like your diuretics, epilepsy drugs could cause hair loss. Of course, medicines that treat breast cancer and other cancers. Medicines that'll suppress your immune system, not only the steroids, but other immunosuppressants that you take so you don't reject, let's say, the kidney. The cholesterol medications we talked about, anti-clotting drugs, birth control pills. You could lose hair on your birth control. Antidepressants can make you lose your hair. Antibiotics can make you lose your hair. Acne medicines can make you lose your hair. A variety, I mean, almost any chemical that you put into your body could cause you to lose your hair, which is why if you do have hair loss, even though the number one cause would be hormonal, unless, of course, you're having male pattern baldness, which is genetic, and we talked about that. Remember the protein buildup and how they may come up with a gel. That's on one of my earlier shows. But you need to talk to your doctor if you're having hair loss, because we need to make sure it's nothing endocrinologically going on in your body, and we need to make sure there's nothing going on medicine-wise, okay? Speaking of medicines causing kooky things, a very common class of antibiotics, the fluoroquinolones. Many of you know Cipro, Levaquin. They found that you could have a slight increased risk of retinal detachment. Now, we talked about retinal detachment, the lining in the back of your eye that helps create your images that come in when the light comes in through the lens. If the retina detaches, you could go blind. This is some serious stuff. People treated by ophthalmologists for the emergency condition were 5 times more likely to be taking drugs such as Cipro and Levaquin than those who didn't have a retinal detachment. Now, they say the medicines can be toxic to connective tissue and cartilage, which is why we cannot give these to children under 18. But we had no idea that this could start messing with the eye. Now, remember, retinal detachment, we talked about signs of this. If you get weird zippy lights and electricity-type lights and flashing lights, the strobe, sometimes you guys get a black and white strobe. That may not be a retinal detachment. That could be a vitreous detachment where you have the gel in the eye. The gel that keeps the eye soft and squishy is vitreous. Sometimes the vitreous will pull on the retina, not cause a full detachment, but pull, and you could get strobe lights. Don't get it checked out. I don't want you going, well, Dr. Dahlia said this could be a vitreous. This is supposed to be a retinal. I don't care. See the eye doctor. Any strobe light, but any type of flashing, we're talking like electricity type flashing, weird lines, weird dots, floaters, etc. Get it checked out. Not all floaters are safe. Now, this group of antibiotics, no lie, is my favorite group. I use this medication for pneumonia. See, Levaquin we used in the hospital IV for pneumonia, and then it came out in pill form. And it is amazing the number of reductions in pneumonia deaths that I've seen with Levaquin. Cipro, we use for any testicular issues that you have, like epididymitis. We use it for many gastrointestinal issues. We use it for bladder infections. And people like it because, you know, if you're allergic to sulfa, you don't react and you don't get a yeast infection. And they do pretty darn good. But if you start having any eye issues, you need to see the eye doctor. And again, mix it up. Don't let your doctor always give you the same medicine. I have some of you frequent flyer patients. And you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I only want Levaquin. Don't give me any other medicine but Levaquin. And I go, well, why? Do you have an allergy to these other medicines? No, none of the other medicines work. Remember, people mix it up a little bit. You got to mix it up a little bit. Okay. Let's go on. Depo-Provera, many of you ladies, and I know mostly men listen to my show, but we're getting a lot more women listening. Come on, where's my girls at? Where's my girls at? But anyway, Depo-Provera is a big progesterone shot that you get every 3 months that is a form of birth control. And it's nice because for those of us that forget to take our birth control pill each day, we have less of a chance to get pregnant because the doctor gives you the shot. All you have to do is remember to get the shot every 3 months. However, it hasn't been our favorite medication because the Depo-Provera suppresses your system such that you could start getting osteoporosis. So we really don't want you on it more than a couple years. Well, now news came out that there is a possible link between the Depo-Provera and increased breast cancer in young women. They say they looked at 1,000 Seattle area women aged 20 to 44 who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they say your use of the Depo-Provera gave you a 2.2-fold increased risk. Now, again, small study, small risk, but you're like, well, wait a second. If breast cancer is estrogen-based, well, maybe, like, let's stop for a second here. When do most women get their breast cancer? Menopausal. What goes down in menopause? Estrogen. Yet when you give pharmaceutical estrogen, it could accelerate the breast cancer. Right? I know it's a little confusing. Well, let's go back to girls whose estrogen and hypothalamic pituitary axis seems to be shut down, but quiesced while you're on the big dose of Depo-Provera, which is a progesterone, subduing your estrogen. Maybe estrogen is protective against breast cancer. This may make a heck of a lot of sense. So don't let the government tell you no mammograms till you're 50. Do your breast exams in your 20s. Start getting mammograms in your mid-30s. Don't mess around, okay? Let's move on. Taller women may be a greater risk for ovarian cancer. Researchers looked at data from 47 studies of more than 50,000 women with ovarian cancer, and they found that for every 2 inches in height, it increased your risk of developing ovarian cancer by 7%. Now, they're not telling you what height is good. Okay, remember, short stature in men is linked to heart disease, so you don't want to be too short. But they say for every 2 inches of height, your ovarian cancer risk rises. Now, I was 5'6 until a few years ago, and I shrunk to 5'5.5. I know, I try to act like I'm a 6'2 blonde. Sorry, guys. Sorry, men. I know. I have to fantasize about a 5'5 brunette with a unibrow. But anyway, so like I said, I don't know where the starting height is. They're probably just saying, oh, well, compared to 5'2 person, 5'3, 5'4, 5'6, et cetera, you increase your risk. So what should you do to watch your ovaries? Well, you know, make sure you get your pelvic exams. I don't care that the government says don't get a pap smear, you know, for every 3 to 5 years. You have ovaries that need to be looked at. And if you're at high risk for ovarian cancer because it's in the family, then you should be getting ultrasounded. Your ovaries should be getting ultrasounded. And I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, you're ordering too many tests. You're causing healthcare to rise. That's why we have Obamacare. No, it's not my fault. Okay? You know, when you find ovarian cancer in a patient and it's treatable and not a lot of them are, you say to heck with what the government says. I'm going to be looking for ovarian cancer. But again, that's just me. I don't have to save the government money and get somebody elected. I got to save my patients. That's my number one goal. All right, guys, if you could stay on, please do. Thank you for working with us through our little engineering issues. God bless you guys. And don't forget to call in, even if we're off air, at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.